Okay, let's talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. And if you have your Bible or your smartphone and you want to open up to it, you can. We're eventually going to get to Psalm 136. We're going to be using big parts of that. But I want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. And if I were to ask you the question, what are you thankful for today, what would you say? I think you probably would say, I'm thankful for my family, or I'm thankful to live in America, to live in a country that's free. Excuse me? Yeah, I thought there would be one of those. Yeah. I was waiting for that. Now we're going to talk about what sin is. Okay. There's a lot that we can say, right? There's a lot that we can talk about. Let me just give you a verse from Psalm 136, okay? If you want to know what you can be thankful for today, it can be summed up just in this handful of words in the opening verse. It says this, give thanks to the Lord, for he's good. His faithful love endures forever. So we're going to need to practice these five words at the end because we're going to need them for a little bit later on. His faithful love endures forever. So if you're like me, I have to actually put my hand up and say it so that I know I get in all five words. All right. So can you say this with me? His faithful love endures forever. All right. Try it again. His faithful love endures forever. And you're going to need to know this later on. You're going to need to really know this. All right. Let's try it one more time. No, it's okay. She cries. It's okay. How dare you, Evans? When she started crying, you gave her to her mom. She took her from you. Yeah. Okay. I got it. And I got the scoop. So there's not a lot of difference in America and Haiti. Okay. All right. Let's try these five words again. His faithful love endures forever. So when I ask you what you're thankful for, one of the clearest answers to those of us who are Christians is just this idea that his faithful love endures forever. That he's going to love me forever. He loves me now. He loves me today. So no matter what struggle's going on, no matter how difficult life is, you get to a Thanksgiving day where it, almost in neon lights, it shines. What am I thankful for? Well, I can be thankful for this. I can give thanks because of God's love. I give thanks because of God's love. And that love is expressed in hundreds, thousands, millions of ways. But it's real and it's deep and it's the richest thing there is in all the universe. But it gives us two things. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Today, I can be thankful because God is good. A lot of churches do this little back and forth between congregations. And I'm going to test you and see how many of you have ever been in a church like this. Okay? God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Right. How many of you have never heard of that before? Okay. So in a few weeks, we'll go over to Victory Outreach, and sometime while we're in their service, one of their leaders will say, God is good, and everyone will say, all of the time. And then he'll say, all of the time, and all the people who are there will say, God is good. I struggled with that at times. And I don't want to spend a long time on this, but we can be thankful that God is good. Now, maybe if we struggle with it, it's because we're really not understanding what the idea of good is there. Maybe it's because we have a different definition of what good is. And I don't want to spend a lot of time because we're going to get into this in January and February of, here I'm going to say it, 2016. Can you believe it? But the definition of God is good is not confined to just me or my situation. Because if I'm on my way to an appointment and the tire goes flat. I don't feel like this is good. Right? In fact, if you pass me, I'm the one with the tire iron wailing on the side of the tire. It's not confined to me. It's not confined to time. It's not confined to everything just being honky-dory in my world. When it says God is good, it's talking most specifically about God's plan of restoration, his plan of redemption. It's talking about his completeness, that he doesn't need anything. So when we say God is good, we can be thankful for that because he is complete and because he has a plan of restoration that includes us. Even if in a moment of time or a personal struggle or a pain that we're aware of, we don't get it and we don't understand it, we can still say at any time, God is good. And God loves. That's what we can be thankful for today. But I want to broaden past just today. I'm going to talk a little bit about not just today, but yesterday. Psalm 136 goes through a series of things, and it says, in their history, in the children of Israel's history, did they have anything to be thankful for? So let me read some of these, okay? And you tell me if you connect with this. Psalm 136 verse 4 says, give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles. So, in your life, how many of you have prayed for God to do something that was bigger than you and bigger than us, and God did that? Would you put your hand up? Okay, keep your hand up. Keep your hand up. Look around. Look around. Yeah, that's big stuff. That's big stuff. We can be thankful for miracles, and that's what I call miracle thanks. It's God, can you do something that's bigger than us? Give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles. Who can do that but God? We can be thankful for that. I'm going to put these three together, verses 5, 6, and 7. Give thanks to him who made the heavens so skillfully. Give thanks to him who placed the earth upon the waters. Give thanks to him who made the heavenly lights. And that was talking about this unity of creation. That maybe because we live in it all the time, familiarity has made us almost take it for granted, but it's amazing. In that first verse, for he is good, the first idea that we get about good is in the creation story, right? When God finishes the completion of creation for a day, at the end of it, what does he say? It's good. Complete. It has a beauty. It has a unity. This is creation thanks. And I don't know, maybe it's because we live in the state of Illinois in the Midwest. I think we're less likely to think about God's creative thanks than most places. Like, wouldn't you say this when we vote on this? If we were in the mountains in Colorado, we'd be more thankful for God's creation. If we were on the beach in San Diego, we would really be going, God, you did good. Cornfields, they're okay. But that beach is beautiful. Pastor Steve and I go up annually to hunt in South Dakota. And when we're there, we just see miles and miles of fields, high grass, cattails, whatever. And I'm amazed every time I go off. Because you guys know, honestly, I'm not a hunter, right? You know that, right? Like people say to me, so you're a hunter? And I'll go, well, if this is hunting, if I put my arms out like this, and Steve puts an orange vest on me, and then I put my hands like this, and he puts a shotgun in my hands, if that's the definition of a hunter, then yes, I'm a hunter. But what I notice is, no one walks in front of me. I think that would kind of take away that definition of being a hunter. Over there, it's earthy tones. There's not a lot of bright color because of the season of the year. And I look at it and I think, man, that is beautiful. It's the miracle of creation. All right, look the person that's sitting next to you in the face. Look them in the face. When I say three, I want you to tell me the color of their eyes, okay? One, two, three. Okay. Pretty unique, right? Pretty unique. Listen, this is what we can be thankful for. God's creation, the uniqueness, the beauty of His creation. But let me go further. Verse 11, 13, and 16, I grouped these three together. This is what we can be thankful for. This is what the children of Israel were thankful for in the past. He brought Israel out of Egypt. Give thanks to Him who parted the Red Sea. Give thanks to Him who led His people through the wilderness. So, I do this periodically. Anybody in here Jewish? So this could almost be a detached history. Except it becomes very personal. Because the thanks here is not talking about miracle thanks. It's not talking about creation thanks. It's talking about rescue thanks. So I didn't walk through that specific wilderness. But at times in my life, I feel like I've been wandering in the wilderness. At times in my life, I've been up against a roadblock that God didn't part the sea in front of me and allow me to walk through on dry land. I don't know what I would have done. And this is what I call rescue thanks. Has God rescued you? Has He saved you from something? Then there's one more. Verse 23, 24, and 25. I love these. He remembered us in our weakness. Whew, should we be thankful for that? He saved us from our enemies. He gives food to every living thing. When Pastor Aculus was here, he was preaching at Victory Outreach, and he said, he was preaching on the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." And I'll never forget that this is what he said. In Haiti, we're praying for daily bread. In America, when you pray for daily bread, it's different in most cases. It's that spiritual bread so that God can feed us and strengthen us and nourish us so that we can love and support people around the world. This is the relational thanks. Lord, thank you for remembering my weaknesses. Thank you for saving me from my enemies. Thank you for giving me nourishment. Thank you for feeding me, whether it's physically or emotionally or mentally or spiritually. Thank you for that. That was the today and yesterday. Now I want to go to the tomorrow. So starting after today, what can we be thankful for? Sash, could you go ahead and put up the verses there? I told you there were five words you're going to be responsible for. So you see at the end of each of these verses, it says, His faithful love endures forever. I'm going to read the first part of it, and then I want you to say that second part. Okay? Can you do this with me? Give me a nod of assurance, a smile, something different. Right. Give thanks to Him who alone does mighty miracles. Give thanks to Him who made the heavens so skillfully. Give thanks to Him who placed the earth upon the waters. Give thanks to Him who made the heavenly lights. He brought Israel out of Egypt. Give thanks to Him who parted the Red Sea. Give thanks to Him who led His people through the wilderness. He remembered us in our weakness. He saved us from our enemies. He gives food to every living thing. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. All right, there were five words. What's the last word? In my today, I can be thankful because God is good and because He loves. In my yesterday, man, He's rescued me. He's brought me into a relationship with Him. He's done miracles. I can be thankful for all of those things. What about my tomorrow? His love endures forever. So if it's a miracle I need to pray for, I know this, that I can pray to Him, and in love He's going to respond to me. If it's a rescue that I need in my life, it's there. It's there forever. So let me try and milk this down a little bit into what we can do with it. Okay? And here's the three things that I would like us to take away from it. When it comes to thankfulness, we can talk about it. We can say it. We can speak it out loud. We can say those words. Sash, could you just bump to that next slide for me? Sorry. I must not have sent it to you. Go ahead and put it back. Whoops. We can talk about it. So I just want to take a second to do that, okay? I want you right now in your heart to just let your heart be filled with one thing that you're thankful for. Just one thing. Okay? Just one thing that you're thankful for. And then let's say that out loud. Okay? Let's start with just a couple of you saying it out loud for all of us. What are you thankful for? Anybody?
Kids?
Kids? Wife, kids, wife?
Husband.
Husband, yeah. What?
Family,
yes. Your grandbaby to come, yeah. Oh man, we didn't even announce that yet, did we? We just did, yeah. We've been praying for Sarah for so long. She's expecting a Mary Kay announcement, which is, woo, yeah, let's do that. Anybody else? What are you thankful for? Church, what? Sport, yeah, Max. Sports, yeah. I heard somebody else back there. To be alive. Anybody else?
God.
Boy, you got a load of them there, Chase. That is so good. Dan?
No, knowing why God came.
Knowing why God came. Okay, so what I want you to do is, I want you to turn to that person that you looked at their face that's so uniquely created, and I want you to tell them what you're thankful for. One, two, three, go. Okay, good? When it comes to being thankful, we can say it out loud. We can talk about it with each other. Another thing that is a practice that showed us in Scripture that's become a really popular thing, I can't believe how many talk shows have started talking about what's called a gratitude journal. Have you heard this in the last couple of years? It's to write down what you're grateful for. Like when something good happens to you, to write it down. You know, Psalm 136, a good chunk of that is about writing it down. What has God done that's miraculous? What has He done that's a rescue? What has He done that's relational? What has He done about creation? What has He done about the world around me? It's to write it down. So here's, because everything online is like the gospel truth, right? I like this. Gratitude journals. To write down, who do I appreciate? How am I fortunate? What possessions am I thankful for? What abilities do I have that I'm grateful for? What about my surroundings, my home, my neighborhood, my city, etc., am I thankful for? What experiences have I had that I'm grateful for? Let me go back to this one. What about my surroundings, home, neighborhood, city? Am I thankful for? I don't know if you guys did the same thing, but if somebody asks me where are you from, like I'm out of town and I'll say Rockville, Illinois, blah, blah, blah. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Right? Do you get that? Mm-hmm. You get that? When they do that, I'm not sure if this happens in you. I hope it does. There's a little check in my heart. And they'll go on with, well, I heard that. That's tough. That's a tough place. That's a hard place. Or how are you guys doing economically? You know, like there, it's always that, right? It's always that. So it's safer if I'm on a long trip way away and I don't even want to go through that or don't think they'll know about Rockford, I'll just say, I'm from Chicago. You know? That's where that accent came from. It's so funny, like you're in another country and they're talking about your accent from Chicago. Can I just say this to you? I love our community. I am I thankful for my city? Does our city need things to change? Yeah. And we should be there for that. But I love and pray for my community. I always get this one. Somebody from Illinois. Oh, what's going on with your public schools? You know, I know people that work in those schools, and I know students that are part of those schools who love God, love life. I'm thankful for our teachers. When I ride along with Jacob for our fire department, I thought I was thankful for our firemen and our policemen before. I just got more thankful. Sorry, that was a pastor from Rockford's home. What happened today, yesterday, this week, this month, this year that I'm grateful for? What opportunities do I have to be thankful for? What have I done in my what have others done in my life that I'm thankful for? What have others done that I'm benefiting from in my life? What relationships am I thankful for? This just goes on and on. The questions that we can ask and answer to know if we're really being grateful. What I kind of avoided this year as we came up to Thanksgiving was talking about all the benefits, the health benefits, all of those things that come with it. But let me just tell you, you can go to any place you want, Christian or non-Christian, to talk about the difference in a person's life and well-being who's thankful. We can talk, we can write, we can pray, and sing. I know we did that earlier. If you do a word search in the Bible of the word thankful or praise, there are a huge percentage of the verses that you would find are connected with singing and with praying. So in trying to find out how to take steps forward and grow in this thanks thing, this would be the three simple things that I'd say. I'd say, start to say it out loud more, what you're thankful for. Start to write down what you're thankful for. What was the movie that we went to that the couple was struggling with? What was it called? War Room. Anybody else see that movie, War Room? Did everybody see that movie, War Room? Okay. Do you remember she had that plaque and she had listed there things? Do you remember what those things were? Those were things that were miraculous things that happened in her life that she was thankful for. That every time she walked by it, she wanted to be reminded of it. So you can do gratitude journal, you can do plaque, you can do whatever. Do what works for you that you write down and remember what God has done. Can I just do this? How many people in here, either your child or your grandchild, when they were born, went through a difficult time that the doctors didn't know if they were going to survive? Would you put your hand up? Keep it up, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. Look around and see how many people that's true of. Is that something to be thankful for? Man, that is. Every day of our lives, we should be thankful for that. Am I right? How many of you have been in relational crisis? Could be in your own home, in your own marriage, with a friend, with extended family, that's been broken so bad that no one would have believed it could have ever been repaired. But it has been repaired. Praise God. It has been. And it's in a good, healthy place. Would you put your hand up? Put it up. Don't do this. I know you're worn out. Put it up. Look around. See that? That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. That's bigger than us stuff. So it's to talk about it, it's to write about it, it's to pray and sing. So let me go through these two verses. Hebrews 13:8. You heard this before? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You heard that one before? Look what it says just a couple of verses down. And I love this verse. It really impacted me several years ago at a really important point in my life. Therefore, let us offer through Christ a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. Here's why we proclaim allegiance to his name. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I love what it says. This, let us offer through Christ, a continual sacrifice of praise to God. Like this connection that we have with God is through Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's taking that full picture and filling the cup over to overflowing and overflowing and overflowing and overflowing. We have so much to be thankful for. So today I wanted to end our time together taking communion. Matt said earlier it could be a solemn thing, but it is a celebration. And today I want us to see it as a thanks. As a continual offering, sacrifice of praise. A continual sacrifice of praise. Lord, I'm going to continue to pour my heart out to you because I'm so thankful that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that you rescued. That you have a relationship with me. That you created me. That you love me. And that you're good.